And you're listening to KBOO in Portland, Oregon. The time is about a minute and a half after 11. Time now for today's edition of Democracy Now!
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
My son Scotty is not going to die in vain. Blackwater will be held accountable for their actions. And I'm hoping that by doing and going through this lawsuit that no more people will die.
Blackwater in the crosshairs. The families of four private security contractors killed in Fallujah 2 years ago have filed a groundbreaking lawsuit against a major war profiteer. We'll speak with the mother of one of the men killed and Democracy Now! Correspondent Jeremy Scahill.
Blackwater has been one of the greatest beneficiaries of George Bush's war on terror. Shortly after the Fallujah killings, the company's president bragged of a staggering 600% growth. This lawsuit represents the first legal threat to a major war profiteer.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Scott McClellan has resigned as White House press secretary. With President Bush at his side, McClellan made the announcement Wednesday on the White House South Lawn.
Here to announce that I will be resigning as White House press secretary. Mr. President, it has been an extraordinary honor and privilege to have served you for more than 7 years now. The last 2 years and 9 months as your press secretary. The White House is going through a period of transition. Change can be helpful, and this is a good time and good position to help bring about change. I'm ready to move on.
Time magazine is reporting McClellan did not want to step down, but felt internal signals the White House wanted him replaced. We'll have more on Scott McClellan's resignation later in the program. The Bush administration also announced Wednesday Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Karl Rove will see some of his duties reduced in order to focus on the November midterm elections. Joel Kaplan, who played a role in the efforts to stop the Florida recount in the 2000 presidential elections, has been promoted in Rove's place. In Nepal today, police opened fire on thousands of pro-democracy protesters as they marched towards the capital of Kathmandu. At least three people were killed and more than 40 injured. The protesters turned out in the face of government warnings that anyone caught violating a curfew would be shot on sight. The shootings come just one day after Nepal's worst day of government repression since pro-democracy protests broke out 2 weeks ago. On Wednesday, four people were killed, dozens more injured when police shot at another demonstration in an eastern town. Police reportedly directed the protesters towards a stadium before they opened fire. Meanwhile, three leading human rights groups are calling for targeted sanctions against the Nepalese government. On Wednesday, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and the International Commission of Jurists issued a joint statement saying King Gyanendra and his senior officials should be refused entry to foreign countries and have their assets frozen. Irene Khan, Secretary General of Amnesty International, said, quote, "The human cost of the conflict in Nepal has been catastrophic. People have been killed or disappeared, women attacked and raped, children abducted to fight as soldiers and critics of the regime have been locked up. The international community must now apply pressure through targeted sanctions that will have a direct impact on the king and his cohorts," Khan said. In Italy, the Supreme Court has confirmed the victory of Romano Prodi over Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi in last week's national elections. Prodi addressed reporters shortly after the ruling was announced.
Finalmente conclusa la vicenda elettorale.
Finally, the election process has been concluded. Italians have no further doubts about our victory. Now we are working for a strong government.
Perciò ora dobbiamo continuare a lavorare per
a government with the capacity to confront and resolve the great problems of Italian society.
Affrontare e risolvere i grandi problemi della società italiana.
Despite the ruling, Silvio Berlusconi is still refusing to concede defeat. On Wednesday, two key Berlusconi advisors said his campaign is considering further legal challenges. Prodi's new government is set to assume power in mid-May. In Afghanistan, police and local residents say U.S. troops shot and injured six Afghan civilians who were traveling in separate cars Tuesday. The victims included a baby girl and a five-year-old boy. The baby's grandmother spoke after the attack.
After the baby was born in the hospital, we were heading to our home. On our way home, we heard gunfire. I saw we were being targeted. Everyone in the car was hurt. The baby received head injuries. I don't know what we did, why the U.S.-led forces attacked innocent people.
In Bangladesh, at least 60 protesters were injured Wednesday when police fired at them with rubber bullets and tear gas. The protesters were targeted as they embarked on an anti-government protest that drew thousands of people. Back in the United States, the Pentagon has released its most comprehensive list yet of the detainees held at Guantanamo Bay since it opened 4 years ago. The list shows the names of 558 men from 41 countries, most from Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Afghanistan. The list is not complete, with the omission of close to 200 current and former detainees. Meanwhile, a new report from Amnesty International shows the U.S. ranks only behind China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia in carrying out state executions. 94% of an estimated 2,100 executions worldwide took place in those four countries alone. In China, Amnesty says at least 1,700 executions took place last year, that the actual number could reach as high as 8,000. The internet giant Yahoo is once again being accused of aiding the Chinese government's crackdown on pro-democracy activists. According to Reporters Without Borders, the Chinese government used evidence taken from a Yahoo email account to convict activist Zhang Lijun 3 years ago. The group says although Lijun could have been turned in by a fellow activist, it was highly likely the information came from Yahoo. This is the third instance where Yahoo has been accused of aiding in the conviction of a Chinese pro-democracy activist. The news comes as Chinese President Hu Jintao is in Washington for a meeting today with President Bush. And finally, the Village Voice has lost another member of its staff with the firing of music editor Chuck Eddy. In addition to James Ridgway, Pulitzer Prize winner Sidney Schamberg, and Jennifer Gonerman, the Village Voice has now lost 17 employees since it was purchased by New Times Media in November. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
And welcome to all of our listeners and viewers.